Your father tugs the handle. A white cord lengthens and recoils, and the chainsaw snarls into action. He pulls down his eye goggles, steps into the oak, and when the turning teeth of the blade sink into its trunk, the growling buzz is muffled. You step back in the field and watch his bunched up shoulders at work. You need perspective, you both do, but in the meantime this tree can stand no longer. The treehouse had saved it up to now. You remember Stephen lumbering planks of wood from the farmyard to here. He gave you the longest plank to carry, and you struggled to keep up with him because of this. It seesawed under your arm, stubbing the ground in front of you. You splintered your thumb once. And when your work was done, the floor was not level. The walls were just four planks high, with yawning gaps you could pass an arm through, and you had no roof. A better term for the structure would have been tree tub. Sawdust sprays past his hips, enlarging the circular yellow patch on the grass, and then stops. He stalls the chainsaw, sets it down, and throws the goggles to the ground. You walk over. "That treehouse," he says, looking up. "If it wasn't for that feckin'..." You cut him off, then it would have been another tree. He flashes you a look, and you immediately regret what you said. With a shake of his head, he picks up the goggles and steps back to the chainsaw. As he does so, a flake of sawdust dislodges from his hair, and like a wayward leaf, trails downwards in the slow summer breeze. 5 years ago, both of you, along with Stephen, had felled the few trees in this field for winter fuel. All except this one. Neither Stephen nor you could give up on shimmying up the knotted rope to access a whole new world. The wind that blasted through those branches, sightings of the fox that nosed around nearby ditches, and across the field the outline of your mother under her washing line. It had been through her that Stephen and you convinced your father to leave this lone tree standing. A glance in the direction of the house tells you she is still in bed. The curtains to her bedroom remain drawn. It comes down noisily, groaning and splintering like a block of ice crackling from a glacier. And it takes your father some more agonizing seconds to saw through the thick strip of bark which remains. As soon as he's gone, you walk the length of the tree among its leafy branches. Reaching the collapsed planks of the treehouse, a branch carved with Stephen's initials stops you suddenly. Inscribed underneath is a date 6 days ago. You run your fingers in their grooves and realize he sat up here beforehand, with time for this. You are old enough to know what it means when teenage love comes crashing down, and you now know your father is right. For what other tree had an invitation dangling from it like this one? You take out your penknife, carve your initials alongside his, then, emerging from the branches, walk over to the stump. You count the rings. There are more to go, but you stop at 19. A ring for every year. You cross the field back to the house. You will tell your mother the tree is down, that she can go back to looking out her window without that daily reminder. You will tell her this, but you will not sleep tonight. There is still sap on your hands.